The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's a 48-year age gap.
I mean,
when you say it like
it's
that.
It's kind of a lot, right? It's kind of a lot.
Like when you think like, oh, he's an older man and a younger woman, like, well, mm-hmm. who cares? You know, like do whatever you want. But then when you're like, they're 48 years apart, you're like, oh, it seems like a lot.
What are those conversations like? You know mm-hmm. what? Beyond that, forget even the conversations. What is the physical stuff like?
No, let's not go there. No. Raven, right. Producer John, producer Sean.
Ew.
We are talking about NFL former Patriots coach Bill Belichick and his new girlfriend.
I don't want to tear on the man. Everybody else has been talking trash about him all year, you know, and Tom Brady's clearly better. But all I'm saying is, okay.
She's 24 years old. He's 72 years old. She's a former cheerleader. He's a former NFL coach. Maybe that's what they bonded over?
Yeah, they're both in the industry. Listen, obviously, they got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I guess he's been dating her on the DL for a while, but nobody really kind of knew about it until the Tom Brady roast when Gronk got up there and made this comment.
But coach, you used to talk about Foxborough High School when we sucked. But now I know why you're so obsessed with Foxborough High School. You were scouting your new girlfriend.
And then everybody was like, wait a minute. What's he talking about?
I mean, I think it's important to note here, number one, that she was not a Patriots cheerleader.
No.
All right. So she was just a professional cheerleader for somebody else, not even in the NFL, I think. And they met on a plane, supposedly, and she's a philosophy student.
So here's what happened with a philosophy thing. She was reading a book about logic, mm-hmm. and he asked her what she was reading, and they got into a deep conversation about logic, and they bonded over it.
And then they made out.
And then they, I don't know if they did that.
No, they didn't that first day, but still.
Can we talk about what he did? Because it's so weird. It's a weird flex.
Okay.
He asked if he could sign the logic book that they were talking about. And inside, he wrote, Jordan, thanks for giving me a course on logic. Safe travels. FYI, safe travels is what old people write. And then he wrote, he signed his name, Bill Belichick. And then he listed every of the 7 years that they had won the Super Bowl for at that point. And then he wrote champions next to it. That's a weird flex to list 7 years that you won championships and then just write champion under it, right?
Followed by his phone number.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
When you say safe travels, I feel like I'm putting you on a boat to go discover the new world, right? Like, I mean, like it is an old person thing to say,
That's
like you
crazy.
Said.
All right, biggest age gap of anybody you ever dated. Raven, you're first.
11 years. I was 20. She was 31. We lived together for like 2 years. She was she is probably still a jock. It was radio jock.
Okay. John?
Oh. 11 years. You guys remember my girlfriend from a couple of years ago, Sarah?
Yeah.
She was older?
She was younger.
Younger.
She was younger.
No, I was like, oh my God.
And she's going to remember that you said that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And all my friends, when I was dating, it was split evenly. So all the guys were just like, all right, John. All right, Johnny. Yep, there you go. Just like Raven was. And all of my girlfriends, just like Anna, were just like, what are you doing?
What do you think
you're doing?
I can't believe you just said that she was older.
I couldn't remember her. Raven, there's been so many in the last 2 years. You know that.
I mean, fair. Yeah. Now he's going to be in trouble twice today.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay. Sean, how about you?
20-something years. I was 18. She was 42.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Was it your mom's best friend?
No.
Was it your English teacher?
Well, we met at a mall. And it was funny because it was like right after high school. And a friend of mine, Amanda, was with me. So she was like my wingman and like just kind of like was like, hey, like, yeah, he thinks you're cute and like you just hang out. Like,
what
she kind of
store
introduced us.
In the mall?
It was a Spencer's Gifts.
Spencer's. Yep. I had my money on Spencer's.
So creepy.
Well, you guessed right.
Oh, we have to find out more about this. It's coming up next. It's a 48-year age gap between Bill Belichick, that's the NFL former Patriots coach, and his new girlfriend. She's 24, former cheerleader.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's a little bit jarring. I mean, listen, if he was an Adonis, right? If he was somebody that was, you know, known to be in incredible shape or you know, have a young heart, that'd be one thing. Tom Cruise, it'd still be creepy, but it'd be less weird than this.
But we were talking about, like, who's got the biggest age gap, and you can call 1-800-330-9999, somebody you dated. But Sean, you dated a woman that was 20 years older than you?
Yeah, I think 24 years older, because I was 18, she was 42.
That's, I mean.
Were you a kept man? Did she just, you know, call you when she felt like it? Because when she wanted to go out, like, she couldn't take you to where the big boys go.
No, I mean, we, majority of the time.
The bars, Raven?
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't go, right?
Well, of course, at the time, I had a friend crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we mainly just hung out at her apartment. And like, yeah, it lasted.
Well, because she couldn't go in public with you.
Yeah, she was the secret.
Well, the best part was that, like, makes me laugh to this day is, like, you know, we were hanging around for a couple months, and then, like, after, she's like, hey, listen, like, this isn't going to go anywhere besides what it is because, you know, I don't, just, you're too young for me. And I got all mad. I'm like, I'm 18. I'm mature.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, take me seriously. Sean. I love you. Yeah. I love you.
Okay, Sean. Come on.
She came to her senses. Is exactly yeah, what basically. Happened.
Mike, biggest age gap is what we're looking for right now. Do you have an age gap between you and your partner? What is it?
At the time, I was 22 and she was 40.
How did you meet?
It was actually at work. I was a school bus driver. She was my monitor. And, yeah.
Oh, that's wow. Right
eight hours
that.
Every day.
Mike, so, how did it end?
How did it end? I just the family show, so I really don't know. And on good terms.
Okay.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's a family show, which it is, so I appreciate that, but I wonder what the heck happened.
Well, I'll tell you what that means is that every time you get on the bus, make sure you sanitize.
And that's disgusting, Raven.
Yeah.
Chris, what was the age gap between you and your significant other?
7-8 years. I was 36, and she was just turning 27. I guess that's 7-8 years. Yeah,
no, it's 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bigger than I thought. But I mean, I've known 40-year-olds who act like 15-year-olds, and I've known 20-year-olds who act like old people. So it's kind of more of your mindset and how you carry yourself.
Yeah, to me, I guess that seems normal because when you're in your, I mean, again.
I mean, what's the definition of normal, right? I mean, you date who you like.
Liz, how big was the gap between you and the person you were dating?
Well, you're going to love this. I was 13. I was 24 and he was 37.
Perfect. Yep, so here we are.
When you met him, did you know how much older he was?
To be honest, I knew he was a little bit older. We worked together and I was working in the office and he was like working in the back doing construction stuff. And I didn't know how much older he was. He was a bit immature. So I think I didn't really ask at first, but that makes sense now because, you know, it was like a mental thing. I think he was kind of in his own space of, needing to grow up a little bit. And I was like, oh, he's like right on my level.
Call me crazy.
I don't know. All right. I don't think it was something that would have lasted, but.
Call me crazy, Anna, but I think it's up to the guy to disclose in that point that he is that much older.
It's true.
Right?
I think so.
But
yes.
You're the older person. You're the one who's been there. You have to say, okay, actually, let me confess.
Let's make that a rule. If you know you are significantly older than the other person,
right.
At some point in the first 24 hours, you have to mention it. I mean, I don't know if you got to show ID, but you got to bring it up.
I was going to give it a week, but all right.
Even though severe cases can be rare, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is still the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. RSV often begins like a cold or the flu, but can quickly spread to your baby's lungs. Ask your doctor about preventative antibodies for your baby this season and visit protectagainstrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions regarding your health or your baby's health. Even when you're playing music, you're always listening to your baby, especially when RSV is on your mind. Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, is the first and only long-acting preventative antibody that gives babies the RSV antibodies they lack.
Beyfortus is a prescription medicine used to help prevent serious lung disease caused by RSV or respiratory syncytial virus in babies under age 1 born during or entering their first RSV season, and children up to 24 months who remain at risk of severe RSV disease through their second RSV season. Your baby shouldn't receive Beyfortus if they have a history of serious allergic reactions to Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, or any of its ingredients. Tell your baby's doctor about any medicines they're taking and all their medical conditions, including bleeding or bruising problems. Serious allergic reactions have happened. Get medical help right away if your child has any of the following signs or symptoms of a serious allergic reaction, such as swelling of the face, mouth, or tongue, difficulty swallowing or breathing, unresponsiveness, bluish color of skin, lips, or under fingernails, muscle weakness, severe rash, hives, or itching. Most common side effects include rash and pain, swelling, or hardness at their injection site. Individual results may vary. Ask your baby's doctor about Beyfortus. Visit Beyfortus.com or call 1-855-BEYFORTUS.